Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Really embarrassed. I'm going to lay it on the line today on how bad I've messed up, ladies and gentlemen. Man, I've messed up. I know it'll come as a surprise to probably no one that I've messed up. Most of all you, Todd Mitchell. But I do have a little revelation on the program. We are in Watford City, day two today, coming to you live and direct from the McKenzie County Courthouse. And we are here to... let you know what's happening in the epicenter of oil and gas development. And I'll suffice it to say the headline is a lot is happening. Hospitals and schools and, schools is plural. I guess hospital is one. But it's just an incredible amount of activity. They have a groundbreaking this afternoon for a law enforcement center. There's a McKenzie County Commission meeting going on right now. They're talking about, a vast expansion of the road networks and things that are happening to meet all the development demands. It's really incredible. So here to tell you a little bit of that story, we'll be joined at the bottom of this hour by Linda Swahovic, who is the county auditor here, together with Ron Anderson, who is a McKenzie County Commissioner. Pull him out of a county commission meeting if we can and visit a little bit with him. We're going to talk with another county commission member, Doug Norby, who's worked hard on the law enforcement center, and get you an update on that. Jesse Veeder will be here, and Jesse's done a fabulous job of telling the story. Through videos, the Voices of Watford campaign, as well as columns that you've read. And now she's a Nashville recording artist. She'll be performing later this week in Bismarck and also in Fargo. And, she brings that story through her music to every corner of the state and beyond now. So looking forward to that as well. And we're also going to chat with Steve Stengem of First International Bank and Trust. Steve's family goes back a long time, generations here in Watford City, and we're going to talk a little bit about just his perspective as, a hometown, someone that grew up here and whose grandfather and great-grandfather did as well, and also some new developments that they're part of as well. So more of the story today of Watford City and McKenzie County on What's On Your Mind. We're brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. North Dakota Farm Bureau can be found online at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. We'll find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers today. Going to talk with Carrie, who's a farmer from Rock Lake, and talk a little bit about why farmers need to wear so many hats. She's going to share a little bit of that story today on the program, too. So much going on in Watford City. But here's my major screw-up, okay? I can't even count how many times I've driven Highway 85 Belfield on, 94 to Watford City and beyond. I mean, usually if I'm doing Stanley, Tioga, Newtown, I generally will do, Bismarck, then north on 83 and over that way, okay? If I'm headed to Watford, I generally will do 94, westbound to Belfield, just about to Medora, not quite, and then north on 85, okay? And I can't count how many times I've done that trip, all right? Last night was the first time I ventured west. And just north of Grassy View, and I think it's called Bicycle Road, which is 50, McKenzie County 50, did that trek. My wife was along. Maria came along on the trip because I think she wanted to find out if Watford City actually existed or if this is a place I was just escaping, because I talk about all the time. And so she we planned this a while ago and had a couple of days out here. So she came along, took a couple of days off of work and just came along to soak it all in. And I said on the way out, I said, okay, so, I need to know how you'll gauge this trip. And she said, by how many cows I see. I said, okay, I know what my mission is now. We're going to find some cows. So. That's a lot of grass, grasslands down along 50. And so there's a lot of, ranchers that have leased that land for grazing. And we were out there and or had grazing rights, I guess, and soaked that all in. And then, but here's the real boo-boo. I've driven by the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park, I don't know how many times, and not gone in. Oh. Now, that's a little embarrassing, actually.
Yeah, no kidding.
That, I mean, that's really, it's just
even I've done that a few times. Come on, Scott. Holy
never,
cow.
Never did it. And, I've literally gone by it, I can't tell you how many times. So my question for you, this was a little bit of a, you know, like a little bit of a lightning bolt. And by the way, I have photos on the Facebook page. Would you share those, Todd?
Sure.
I have like 13 photos up there, and I found what I believe is the best view in North Dakota. I've not seen anything equal to it. If you have a better one, please weigh in. But it is the outlook, you know, the little, they call it the Riverbend Outlook in the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And I'm far from any kind of like photographer, but I just got out my iPhone, took a photo, and before I could blink, it had over 200 likes and a bunch of folks sharing it and some comments on it. It's on the KFIRE Facebook page as we speak, and we'll put it up on What's on Your Mind as well. And folks continue to like it. Take a look at that and tell me if that's not the best view in North Dakota. I've not seen a better one. It just is a take-your-breath-away view that is unbelievable. It just is phenomenal. John said, certainly it's a contender.
Like that one of the purple sky.
With the buffalo in the background, yeah.
Yeah.
Neat ones with the bison.
Well, there's a lot of great ones.
Somebody remind me they're not buffalo.
Right, they're bison here. They're buffalo in Africa.
Yeah, Janet said North American bison.
I should know that living in North Dakota, but I guess I didn't know that. So
buffalo are from the African continent. But, yeah, so there's one with a moon in the background there.
What we need to do is get one of each and then put them in front of a bunch of North Dakotans and see if they can pick it right.
But here is the lightning bolt that hit this 50-year-old graying head of mine. How often do we drive right by enormous treasures? So maybe you're down in Lisbon, and you're sort of blowing off the beauty down there, or Valley City, or, you know, because there's a lot of this. And, you know, you think about the four corners of North Dakota, not of the difference in those four corners, and place it in between. Pretty extraordinary. So this was just sort of a, I'm not going to make this mistake again. I'm not going to, I am going to always, and I have been here more times. You can only pound on a laptop so often or write so many notes or read this or you. This is just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Andrew posted a note, said, seeing these pictures reminds me of that old hymn. Oh, Lord my God, when I, in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Posted the whole hymn. Thank you very much. Jerry says, Scott, your comments remind me to focus on the joy in the journey versus being so intent on the arrival. We miss so many great blessings. So what else are we missing? What else do you encourage? Have you had a moment like this where this has happened to you? Please let me know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I first came to Watford City. Don't even remember the year, but our son was playing little guy's hockey, and he's a freshman in college now. So we're out here for a hockey tournament, okay? And the oil and gas development was not cranked up. It was in the pause, if you will. And but the real, you know, the real reason I've gotten to Watford City so much is just because this is an important part of our state's juggernaut of revenue right now. We're at the epicenter here, right, of this. But I think this is, you know, and there are other places. Secaucus is another one, and others, and obviously southern unit of the park as well, around by Dickinson. But probably here more than any, because it combines sort of the sense of community and, you know, things that are going on with, boom, like right out your doorstep, the park, and then, you know, a lot of companies locating here. This, to me, makes it very hard for the extreme environmentalist to say that somehow by having oil and gas development, you're wrecking. Because, look, I drove that 14-mile stretch in the park last night, my wife and I did, saw two cars two other cars, and one truck. There was a truck way at the end with some guys hiking. So, you know, barely encountering any civilization. I mean, that's 28 miles round trip. One vehicle parked and two others in passing. So our three in the truck, four in 28 miles. Four other people. Otherwise, it was buffalo and deer and enormous beauty. And yet, truck back out onto 85, and you can go north and you can go south and see a lot of activity. They can coexist. They can, without question. So, anyway, that's my my embarrassing moment. There I said it. I'm embarrassed. I am, and I won't make the same mistake again. What else do I need to see? And what treasures are you missing right out underneath your nose? Hopefully, I got you thinking a little bit about that today, okay? Live in Watford City, more of the program straight ahead. Give me a call at 800-228-0550 on the program.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between. We're students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risks, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own two feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever driven the Enchanted Highway between Gladstone and Regent? Quite a sight.
I have, to answer your question, and although selfishly I think the first time I did that was to find pheasants. It wasn't just to drive and take a leisurely drive, but I have done the Enchanted Highway. Love the story of the Enchanted Highway and the sculptures as well, so that one I have done. Welcome other suggestions here today on the program, 800-228-0550, 701 888-258-0550. Anybody read the story in the Bismarck Tribune on Sunday about the family? It happened to be a family up here, as a matter of fact, near Watford City. A couple of families that were having concerns with a lien being placed on their property related to pipeline development. I've been digging into that. We're not going to be able to get into that in detail today, but it sounds like these folks don't have anything to worry about in the way that, you know, it's not enforceable, and it's sort of a guess, kind of a you know, a dispute between two parties that are vendors of the pipeline companies. But if I were, you know, in the shoes of these individuals, I'd be concerned about it too. So it's certainly something that needs to be addressed, and we're doing some work on it. I actually reached out to Doug Goring yesterday, the Ag Commissioner, and he's on an international trade trip, but did get back to me to say I'm aware of it and happy to come on and let you know what we're doing as soon as I get back. And also Justin Kringstead, who's, of course, the director of the Pipeline Authority, and some other folks as well. So we're working that story if you happen to see that. So we're on that one as well. By the way, I do need to say a word about the National Association of Royalty Owners. North Dakota Convention is coming up. You like me, when the calendar flips to June, then you go, whoa, it's June already. Oh, my gosh, that's coming right up. I mean, I've been thinking about this event, June 25th and 26th. In Minot, as being a long ways away. Well, it's not. It'll be here before you know it, and it'll include the biggest names in oil and gas development in North Dakota. A lot of great resources, good entertainment. Milo Hotzenbueller will be there, but just good information too. I mean, if you're having trouble collecting royalty payments or wondering what your royalties are worth, or hey, how do I protect that legacy for future generations, as in plural, I want to do this for many years down the road, this is the event to be at. Kathy Nesset, Ron Ness, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and other names being announced all the time, 2 days. Yours truly, looking forward to the dinner, actually, right before the entertainment for Milo Hatzenbueller. There'll be a dinner on Thursday night, and looking forward to getting a chance to find out what's in the minds of royalty owners live and in person, as a matter of fact, without it being on the radio, just us having a little conversation. We're going to do that on Thursday night. There's a Bakken tour that's part of that as well. If you'd like to attend, 800-558-0557 is the toll-free telephone number, 800-558-0557, or go to their website, NARO, for National Association of Royalty Owners, NARO-US.org, and all the details are right there, or you call the number 800-558-0557 is the number to take that in. Emailer says, I'd like to see you do a segment on the Mandan sales tax vote coming up next Tuesday. You could be the segment, emailer. Just all it takes is a phone call. And, you know, here we do get these requests from time to time. And obviously there are a number of, we have, you know, a vast audience throughout North Dakota, as well as Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, into Canada. And it's difficult to get on every vote. I know when the Minot vote came up recently, we had a lot of folks, too, that wanted some commentary. What do you think about it? The best thing to do is just call in and say, hey, I'm you know, here's how I'm planning to vote, and here's my concern about it, and, you know, let your voice be heard. We're happy to do that. We're planning, actually, a Coffee with the Mayor event coming up at the Peacock Alley, downtown Bismarck, on June 23rd, similar to what we've done with Congressman Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And I imagine that'll be a lot of, you know, Bismarck things. And, you know, it's interesting because I, you know, look, if you live in Fargo, you care about what's happening in Bismarck for the most part. I mean, maybe not down to there's a pothole in my street, but generally, you know, hey, they're hiking a tax, or what are property taxes? We're all in this boat sort of together. So I think, you know, hearing about those things is important. So if there is a particular vote coming up in your community, a particular issue you're concerned about, pick up the phone and just let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what's on your mind. It'll prompt conversations with others as well. We always appreciate that very much. Here's some more commentary on the beautiful landscape right underneath our noses. Charlie says, I love to hunt in western North Dakota because I get to look at that, you know, what you're seeing here. David also says the north unit is the nicest part of the park. Again, my frame of reference, Ben, I've taken the drive through the south unit of the park many, many times. Every trip to Medora, the first thing we do when we arrive is do that as a family. And that's just a family staple. And love it. I really have. Now, I realize I'm freshly influenced by last night's trip through the north unit. But I have to tell you, I think it's better. You're higher up. You get a little more, viewed down, which is unique. And also the differing landscape. I mean, you got a little bit of the river bottom with the green and the trees. You also have the, a little bit of grasslands and then the battle. There's just a lot to look at. There's just, I don't know. So I think it's, pretty good. NT says we were blessed to go through here last summer, followed up by beautiful Montana. Not explored Montana yet. Any of our Montana listeners have any suggestions where a person should start in Montana to explore a little bit? Definitely due to do that one as well. If you have some suggestions, I'm welcome to take them. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I need some suggestions on a place I've not been. Judy says best view in North Dakota is and always will be. Yeah, I think you're right. Loretta says, I'm looking forward to spending some time out there in 2 weeks. I miss my home state of North Dakota. Loretta, how could you leave this? And Peggy or Janelle says, we went there on our first anniversary. Well, there you go. A special occasion place. I like that. All right, I'll take some suggestions from you as well on the program today. 800-228-0550. Manny, you let me know who's waiting to chat here, and I will get to them just as soon as I can before the break as well on the program. And Jesse Veeder coming up a little bit. Todd's even has some Jesse Veeder music ready for us today, which is going to be
cool. Of course.
Yes, that'll be perfect. We're ready for Jesse to join us on the program. All right. Stuart in Bismarck has a suggestion. Where should I go, Stuart? What else?
Bear Tooth Pass from Red Lodge to Cook City, Montana. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Okay, say that one more time. Bear Tooth Lodge?
Bear Tooth Pass.
Pass, okay.
From Red Lodge, Montana to Cook City.
All right.
It's unbelievable how they even surveyed this to get this road in there.
All right, and where? How far is Red Lodge?
Well, it's Red Lodge is about another 45 miles to southwest of Billings.
Got it. Perfect. On the list, on the bucket list, Stuart. Thank you very much, Mark. How about you? Hang on. Well, we'll do Mark after the break here so we give him enough time, okay? Live from the McKinsey County Courthouse today on What's on Your Mind. More after this short time out. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better by connecting our cornfields in North Dakota with our oil fields in North Dakota. And now their corporate headquarters are in West Fargo, North Dakota, the fastest growing city in North Dakota. Move them over from Minnesota for a better business climate. How about that? Welcome PetroServe USA's corporate headquarters to North Dakota. And of course, there's a PetroServe USA near you. From Bismarck, Mandan in the west, all the way down I-94. Stop and see them in Valley City. In Castleton, two locations to serve you up in Arthur. They're down in Wahpeton. They're in Bemidji. They're in Grafton now. And of course, all throughout the Fargo, Moorhead, and West Fargo metro area as well. Even Dilworth. PetroServe USA. Stop in. Have the 4-for-4 special like I do. That's 4 items. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce soda, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4. It's a great deal. I have it once a week at least. And you'll love it. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Helping America fuel better.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I
noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Top of the hour. What's on your mind? By the way, keep those suggestions coming. You can go to our Facebook page too, and tell me what other treasures you think I ought to see. But you have my vow. And once you say it on the radio, then you're locked in, right? Because people can remind you that you said you weren't going to do that ever again. Well, here's my vow. I'm never passing treasures, enormous treasures, right underneath my nose, for crying out loud, like I have so many times of that North unit. And I really would encourage you to include that on your summer stop. We talk a lot about getting up here and seeing this for yourself firsthand and knowing it. And it, I mean, that's what a summer vacation is all about. You take the kids through there, seeing the buffalo and everything they're seeing there, they're going to have an absolute blast and love every second of it. So check it out. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. You ever notice how many Polar tank trailers are on the road? I mean, they are everywhere. And my friends at Polar Tank Trailers are actually America's number one tank trailer manufacturers. Neat little story. Started at a little town near St. Cloud, Minnesota, and they've just grown and grown and grown. And now they're the leader in service, too, with over 30 Polar Service Center locations in the U.S., including Kildare, North Dakota, not far from us, Billings, Montana as well, and expanding soon to Williston. Polar Service Centers have the R-Stamp certification from the National Board of Boiler and Pressure Vessel Inspectors, a commitment to safety that is unmatched in the industry. From inspections to wrecks, lining repairs to full lining replacements and everything in between, they are much more than a trailer shop. Polar Service Centers does the truck hydraulics, the wet kits, the pumps, the blowers. They fix all makes and models. If you need the part, they have it. I mean, there's not a part they don't have. Simple as that. And if you need a tank wash, tell them Scott sent you. They'll give you $100 off your first tank wash at Polar Service Center. Either location, Kildare or Billings. Either one, they're off I-90, north side of Billings, exit 452 or 455. And if you're hauling water, they have a deal on Challenger pumps that you can't believe. A really, really good deal. In fact, I heard a story Saturday. Somebody came in and said, I heard about this, bought $11,000 worth of these Challenger pumps because the price was that good. It's a price so good we're not allowed to say what the price is on the Challenger pumps on the radio, but trust me. Highway 22 north of Kildare, you'll look for the big sign, or I-90. North side of 90 on in Billings as well. Tell them Scott sent you to Polar Service Center. 26 before the top of the hour, we're live in Watford City today at the McKenzie County Economic Development. McKenzie County, there's so much economic development going on, it's on my brain. The McKenzie County Courthouse today, which is beautiful, by the way, and brand new, so very nice. We have Ron Anderson here, McKenzie County Commissioner, who was kind enough to leave a commission meeting for us today, which are, you know, they don't have like hour-long commission meetings. These are like all-day-long commission meetings and night-long. So, Ron, thank you for that. How are you?
Well, thanks for getting me out of there. Gene Veeder just left here and said we're spending about $1 million a minute, and that's what it seems like. So it's a crazy place with our, you know, we have a meeting, the first meeting like on the first Tuesday of the month, which is all day. In fact, this meeting will go from 8:30 till probably after 6. Sometime you wonder if you're doing a very good job of it. You're kind of beat by the end of the day. But it's just the way we have to exist out here now.
I want folks to think about that a little bit. Wrap your mind around that. Imagine, a commission meeting going from 8:30 to after 6. It's pretty incredible. Linda Swahovic is here. Linda's the county auditor and now county treasurer as well. How are you, Linda?
I'm good. Thanks, Scott.
Nice to see you, and always appreciate catching up on what's happening. And by the way, first of all, congrats on this facility. You know, it's really, really nice. Brand new McKenzie County Courthouse. What I like about this most, first time in it, was this trip. I've seen it come up, but actually be in here. It is a wonderful way to put your best face forward. So if somebody's thinking about locating here, they come into a facility that just speaks of professionalism, and obviously it's functional and everything else, but it's not extravagant. It's not like, it is just a very functional, very nice courthouse. So you guys have done well here. Good job.
Thank you. And actually, it beats the heck out of 18 months in temporary office trailers down at the fairgrounds, which is where we spent from the fall of 2013 until January this year. Conducting all of the county business that needs to be conducted out of temporary offices. This was a little bit of an upgrade coming back to an actual building. We left the mouse traps at the trailers at the fairgrounds, and we actually have very nice offices with all new furniture. It's a nice improvement.
And I was chatting with one of the janitorial staff, Ron, earlier this morning and complimenting her on the nice building that she gets to work in now. She said, "You guess what? We're already running out of space."
I guess we are, but, we're breaking ground for the new law enforcement center this afternoon. That's going to free up some space for us. As we were talking beforehand, Linda mentioned we got an email this morning and there'll be a new judge housed here. So that's going to help take care of that.
But that gives people an idea of the growth, though. I mean,
oh, yes.
Literally, I mean, isn't it like you have, vast expansion space here?
No, and we really couldn't go much more because of the parking spaces we have. We have some complaints about those now, but when the trailers get out of the back, we'll have ample parking. You can't all park right by the front door, but it'll be fine.
We like that in North Dakota, don't we? We want to park right at the door. I don't know. That's
when you're going to the wellness center, you're kind of angry if you can't get right by the door because it's too far to walk.
Going in to work out, for crying out loud. Oh, I love that. How long have you been doing this, Ron? How long have you been on the city commission?
No, on the county commission?
County commission.
Yeah, I've been here since 98. I was appointed in 98. And, it's been quite a ride, especially since 2007. It's been insane. I think we have a fair handle on it. What kind of grade would I give us? I don't know. I would hope a C+ at least. I think, when this first started, like in 2007 and 8, my phone rang all the time. It doesn't anymore. People have come to embrace this, for the most part.
When you say your phone rang, what would they say?
Well, just angry because of the traffic and the dust and everything. Their whole way of life was disrupted. They liked the idea of the oil exploration, of our, of our community becoming active again. But that was a whole new lifestyle. And it's taken us a while to embrace that. But I think for the most part we have.
I brought my wife along on this trip.
Okay.
Because she wanted to make sure that Watford City actually existed. Since I say all these nice things about Watford City back home, always come home with these stories. They're like, I got to see this for myself. So she came along for a couple of days. We were driving up last night after the trip from the park, through the park, and she said, with all the opportunity and things you can do, and she's talking to waitresses, where'd you come from, and hearing stories and hearing all the life-changing things that have happened here, and ask the question, why wouldn't somebody like that? Why wouldn't they like all this vibrancy and everything that's going on? And I said, well, it's just change, right? I mean, it's just different, right? And, Gene Veeder told a great story on the air yesterday, that his 59th birthday over the weekend, he was able to have at his home with three of his children and, you know, grandkids and things that normally, you know, for a lot of years out here, the kids were gone, right? And now they're back and they're thriving, and that's a good thing. But why would you answer that? What, I mean, those calls, was it just the change? Was it just that people wanted it the way it was?
Oh, absolutely. You know, being a rancher most of my, or all my life, I guess, you know, we used to be able to move a set of cows down the road, down the main highway, but horses and that day is pretty much gone, and that was and moving large farm machinery down the road. It's really a challenge now, and yeah, people found that hard to put up with.
Linda, how about you? How was your answer?
Well, what I'd have to say is I think it's hard for people to comprehend who haven't been out here the last 4 or 5 years, the volume of traffic on the infrastructure that was here. And how overnight, in a moment of time, when the bypass was opened up last fall, how our life changed for the good, and how much we still very much appreciate the state's recognition of the need to get that done. But with that, has meant that this community has been dealing with significant road construction for the last 4 years, which you know what that means. It also means all that traffic, but then also you can't predict how long it's going to take you to get from point A to point B like you used to. People have sometimes felt unsafe, and so much of that has improved with the bypasses, with the other infrastructure that the county has invested in, with improvements the city's made in how to get around here. So things have improved a lot, but a lot of frustration and reason for it the last 3 or 4 years for people.
It has changed considerably, no question about it. Do you think this last legislative session, Ron, you spent some time in the legislature. How many years were you?
I was there for six sessions, yeah, from 80 to 92.
Yeah, so a long time in the North Dakota legislature, and have that frame of reference as well. Do you think that the legislators and basically the tower, if you will, Bismarck, really understands now what an integral part McKenzie County is to the bigger picture of oil and gas development? And it seemed to me there was a breakthrough this session where there was a real recognition of what the needs out here.
I agree with that, Scott. I think the session for the down oil prices and stuff turned out pretty well. I think we laid our groundwork the year and a half before the session. You know, we came out of the 13th session not very pleased. And we spent a lot of time at laying the groundwork, and I think we'd have been wildly successful if the price of oil hadn't gone in the tank. And even though it did, I have to congratulate the legislature and the governor for giving us what we got. I mean, the surge funding was fantastic. We didn't get as much in the GPT, but they understood that if the price came back through the SIF fund, we can get some additional funds to work on our infrastructure out here. I guess I know there are some in the oil country that weren't happy with it. I was happy with the session.
And what I think folks don't understand is when you say, you know, get what we got, there's just way more needs than there are, you know, funds to take care of that in basic simple infrastructure, right?
Oh, absolutely. Just it costs 30% more out here in the Bakken area. You know, you can look at our courthouse. This is a $14 million addition. We figured about 10. Well, take 30% off of 14, and you're about there. So it just costs a lot more money.
Yeah, everything does. And still more to be done.
Oh, yeah, a lot more.
A lot more to be done. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back after a short break. And also I'll tell you a little bit more about another big event. I mean, there are groundbreakings regularly in Watford City, and there's another one today for the Law Enforcement Center. The Attorney General, Wayne Stengen, the Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley, will be here for that today. 4 o'clock this afternoon. That happens in Watford City for folks that are in this part of the state and want to take that in. But another big day, without question. Live in Watford City today, brought to you in part by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. You get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers today on the program as well. And we'll do that when we come back and chat more with our friends Linda Swahovic and Ron Anderson from McKenzie County today. We're in Watford City on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wondering what your royalties are worth? Well, you need to be in Minot for the National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel. The biggest names in oil and gas will be there to present the very latest on what's happening in the world-class Bakken. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Services, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and the North Dakota Tax Commissioner are just some of the featured speakers. Take the Bakken tour Thursday morning. Take in all the seminars beginning at 1 on Thursday, and don't miss a minute of the information-packed Friday conferences that are scheduled. To sign up, call 800-558-0557. That's 1-800-558-0557. Or go online to naro-us.org. The National Association of Royalty Owners North Dakota Convention, June 25th and 26th at the Grand Hotel in Minot.
The right price? The selection you're looking for. Mercedes-Benz. The brand. The safest vehicle on the road. An incredible combination, and one you'll only find at Valley Imports. If you're hearing my voice right now, Valley Imports is your Mercedes-Benz dealer, and they are the best. How do I know? I know the good folks and have for years, decades of incredible service at Valley Imports. Mercedes-Benz is the safest car on the road. The features are absolutely amazing. Safety, your family, your livelihood. On wheels, very important. Stop and see the good folks at Valley Imports. They're located in Fargo. You can go online to valleyimports.com or call them at 888-929-9843. Valleyimports.com. Don't see the Mercedes you want, they'll get it. Any model at Valley Imports. Valleyimports.com or call 888-929-9843. 888-929-9843.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What's on the lines of farmers and ranchers? We love finding out here on the program. And Carrie, a farmer from Rock Lake, shares why farmers need to wear so many hats. Tell us, Carrie.
No matter what kind of farm you have, each one demands its own set of skills and knowledge. Growing up on the farm, these jobs were taught to you over time, so it became second nature. Many farmers now have also continued their education because, like any business, it needs to be profitable. The more abilities one person has and the jobs they can do benefits the farm as a whole. Smaller farms require you to be hands-on with the daily tasks and decision-making, as there are only a few people to get it all accomplished. Farmers are hardworking and take pride in their ability to do so many things. They know all the different hats they must wear affect their land and animals, families, neighbors, and communities.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. We find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more about what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. All right, more with Ron Anderson and Linda Swahovic in just a moment here in McKenzie County. But I understand Rose in Portal is calling back in. You may remember Rose called last week. She was looking for an electrician and gave out our telephone number because she was having a hard time finding an electrician. Rose, did you find one?
Well, I didn't get it through the radio. I actually got my first call. I did get one through the radio. Take that back.
Okay.
He was from Halliday.
All right.
When he called me and said, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm in Portal." I said, "I'm right out of the Canadian border." "Oh, my God," he said. "Oh, he couldn't go that far." I thought, you know, I thought the radio was going to help me. And then,
Well, we maybe said the number too fast. Did you find one, though?
Well, I ended up getting a hold of one of the two that I talked to prior to getting on the radio.
Right. Okay. So are you good?
Yeah, I'm going to get him in a couple of days. But, you know, he said, "I can't believe you can't get him." And he does residential pretty much only. You know, he says, "I'm not with the oil. I help the little guys." I said, I'm so glad somebody's helping me. I said, because I bet since the oil went in, I'd look for an electrician and I couldn't find one. I couldn't even get the guy at one town over, Al's Electric.
Yeah,
he said, no, I'm doing oil. I said, "Well, what about the little guy?" I said, "Yeah, I know that's not. That's okay, Al. Maybe next time."
All right, Rose, will you keep us posted once that job's done? Call us and tell us how he did, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thanks. Yeah. If you tell them they're going to get a free plug on the radio, I bet you they'll get over there quickly and take good care of you for sure. You know, that's a humorous story from Rose and Portal. But it's part of going back to Ron, what you're talking about, right? Where if you needed, a plumber or electrician, you had a place to call and they were there in a day, right?
I think kind of strange. We have, with our oldest son, we have a lake place down in Detroit Lakes. And the first time I went in there, I suppose we bought that in about 2007. And I went into the heating and cooling place because we were having a little problem with the air conditioner. And I said, "I'd like to set up an appointment for you to come out." And he said, "Well, why don't I just follow you out there? That doesn't happen out here. You better set it up for about 6 weeks in front, or it's not going to happen."
Yeah, why don't I follow you out there? All right, come on, let's go. But you know what? On the same token, I bet within 100 miles of Portal, there are more electricians today by about, 100 than there were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, everything else. So, you know, and the market sort of takes care of all that. I mean, how many people do you think are doing business in McKenzie County right now, Linda, versus 10 years ago? I mean,
we definitely have more of all of the contractor services. The trouble has been the last few years that there's so much new construction, which most of those contractors prefer and gravitate toward. So the home remodels, the repairs that are needed at home, those are the people like Rose who had difficulty finding somebody to do that small job because they're all committed to big new construction projects. But I actually have seen that improving in the last 6 months a little bit with the slowdown. Some people are happy to take homework now. So
there you go. All right. So two things. We have a couple minutes left. We talked before the break just of what's left. What I mean, big picture, Ron, how much more do you need to do here?
Oh, I don't see the end to it. You know, we're breaking ground on the law enforcement center today. We've broke so much ground out here. I've got so many shovels that, and at my age, of course, it takes an explanation to go with how to use those. So I did volunteer to bring shovels and hard hats, but I guess we'll have our own. No, it's improving. You know, Linda had mentioned this, the bypass. That really made our lives so much better. Once we get 23 done, which is moving forward this summer, once we get our northern bypass road, which we've talked a lot about, done, it's going to improve our lives a lot. But it's a lot to do yet.
And Linda, quickly on the Law Enforcement Center, just tell us a little bit about what that'll be.
Law Enforcement Center will be a 129-bed facility. It's going to be a combined law enforcement center that will house and have office space for the Wapak City Police Department, the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department, Bureau of Criminal Investigation, a state agency, Northwest Narcotics, an agency out of the BCI, and Highway Patrol and possibly others. So the law enforcement agencies met together about a year ago and said, yes, we desire to be in the same location. We think that'll be efficient. We think that'll be good for the people in the area. And the 129 beds was identified as a need by a consultant, and so a lot of jail beds for a small county.
Yeah, no kidding. Gives you an idea of the level of activity that's happening. Well, great story. Thanks for sharing, both of you. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for all your good service, Ron.
Thank you.
You bet. Five before the hour. We'll continue. Jesse Veeder when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. They can do new Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with four techs. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.